your problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
1. Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. 2. Turns information into insights. 3. Improves efficiency. 4. Easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. 5. Supports online banking. 6. Creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
6. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. sagetoday.com/50.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank acrylic siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank acrylic siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest one-piece insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
Who is this?
Kent Mo.
Who's Mo?
Kent Mo.
I like it.
Swaying on the 2-4.
Yeah. Big finale last night of Dallas for the season. I don't know what kind of numbers they're pulling. I don't know.
I guess they're not doing another JR death hangover.
I think you can't do that anymore since he's really dead.
Right.
But it was, boy, is it well written. It is such, I never would have thought they could bring back Dallas and have it be as good or better. I actually think it's better, this new generation of Dallas, than the old Dallas. So get a chance. If you didn't get a chance to see it, you might want to catch the first season.
I am addicted to the last 3 or 4 days because I had about 12 of them recorded. Hardcore Ooh. Pawn, and I don't know if you've ever seen this show.
Oh, the one in Detroit? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It is the funniest show.
How's it different than Pawn Stars?
Well, because the customer's there. It's on 8 Mile. I don't know if you know much about
Detroit?
8 Mile in Detroit. Yes, yeah. It's like the heart of the inner city.
Oh, yeah.
And the people they have come in there, I mean, it is just amazing. The characters.
The world is full of weird people. There are two shows on. One is My Strange Addiction, and the other one is Freak Show.
Oh, yeah. Those are
and my daughter, the other night, she says, Dad, you got to come in here and see this. And I go in, and there's a couple. And as a couple, which makes this even weirder to me, because I can understand one person, but then I would think the spouse would go, you know what, honey, you're nuts. You need to stop it. But both of them give themselves coffee enemas 4 times a day.
Mm. Whoa.
4 enemas a day.
That's a lot.
It was the weirdest. I'm telling you, it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen, and it was just disgusting and gross. It showed their bathroom, and I didn't know if I was looking at poop on the floor or coffee.
Well, I guess it's hard to tell.
And then they go to a doctor. They follow them to a doctor, and they go, is this harmful to us? And he's trying to tell them, you know, it really isn't necessary. And, yeah, down the road, you could be doing some damage here.
Really?
What is the deal with people? Like, and in the same show, they had a woman who eats cat hair. She licks her cat.
Oh, yeah, my strange addictions.
Yeah, and I told you, we were talking about this off the air the other day. There was a segment about a woman that was eating her, it was either her boyfriend or...
Eating her boyfriend?
Husband's ashes.
What?
He was cremated. And she would eat
How do
some
people
of his
like
ashes.
That get born?
I don't know.
What causes a person to be that crazy?
I don't know.
And, you know, here's where the term nuts really comes in. We talked about it earlier. Sometimes a person's just a nut. If I see a woman licking her cat so that she can get a bunch of cat hair and make a hairball,
I think she would comb it too off it and get
she carried it around like a snack.
Yeah.
She had her cat's hair with her in her purse for a snack.
There's like a bunch of those people. It's called a pica. And there was a lady that would eat toilet paper. There was a lady that would eat couch, like
fabric,
know, the stuffing. Couch stuffing, you know, those, you know, that big styrofoam inside couch cushions. Yeah. She would tear that out and eat that.
And the styrofoam, that can't be good
it's
for you.
It's not styrofoam, it's actually foam.
Yeah,
it's
just
cushion foam.
Yeah.
That can't be good for you at all.
But that's a condition. It's called pica, where you eat things that are not supposed
you're
to be
practically
edible.
You're practically a doctor.
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Hey, we got some time for calls. If you'd like to call, we'd love to hear from you. We don't care. Anything. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Years. I think what I'd like to do, and maybe carry it on for a day or two in segments, is I actually would like to discuss porn, and I'm going to tell you why. The pornography industry is absolutely huge, and it's one of those sort of dirty secrets where lots and lots of people watch porn, and now with the smartphones and the computers, it's easy to do. It wasn't years ago that easy. You had to literally make an effort to, hey, do you know anybody's got any porn?
That was on a hardcore porn. A guy brought in like 300, he said he had 300 stag films, but he brought in three to see if they wanted to buy them.
They're worthless. I can't imagine.
The big giant reels. No, they said they didn't want them.
It'd be like taking in a bunch of old 78 records.
I don't know how the porn business survives anymore, because
free.
I've heard there's a lot of sites out there that you can watch just about anything for free.
Now, here's the reason this came up. They have announced, and they can track this stuff. They know when people go online, whether they use their phones or their computers, and when you go to these porn sites, you type in and search for... The stars have followers, like just like somebody goes, well, I'm a huge Angelina Jolie fan. There are porn stars that literally have fans who any movie they're in, if she's in it, I want to see it, or if he's in it, and they have announced the number one porn star in the world is a woman named Lisa Ann. Now, and the way they know this is from. At specific sites, they track what name is typed in and requested, and the number one name is Lisa Ann. Now, what shot Lisa Ann to the top was a couple of years ago when she did, and the porn business does a lot of these spoof films, like it's
parodies,
similar. And you know, Midnight in Paris, but it's not the city,
right?
You know,
they did a Pirates of the Caribbean one, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they did. It was called, hang on here and I'll tell you. Who's Nayland Palin? And it was a Sarah Palin lookalike, and that was Lisa Ann.
Yeah.
And they must have sold, and you're right, how do they make money if everybody's watching it for free? But Lisa Ann is now the number one female porn star in the world. I'd like to know what she makes. I'll bet she makes a lot of money. I'll bet you for every one like her, though, there are 500 of these porn actresses who just make enough to pay for their drugs or whatever, or just get by. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't think they're all making a ton of money.
I've heard them interviewed on some other shows and some of the other ones. It's only like $400 or $500 a scene.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, the number one male star is a guy named Mandingo.
Mandingo.
known for his 12-inch package. So, ladies, if you go searching around, you might want to type in Mandingo.
And I'm hung like a horse.
Now the number one celebrity, not many celebrities have done porn, but some have. Paris Hilton did, Kim Kardashian did, and a couple others. So the number one, based on, again, typed in search requests, the number one celebrity, a porn star, even though it's been 11 years since she made that movie, is Kim Kardashian. She's number one. And the number one male celebrity in porn, and that doesn't make any sense to me, is Ray J. Ray J is the guy.
He's the one
with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
He's our partner in that movie. Now, here, this is pretty interesting. The average amount of time spent, and this is worldwide, this is global, they took amount of time. In radio, there's a thing called time spent listening, and they want to know how much time, average time, you spend listening to a radio station. When you tune in KTRS, do you listen for 20 minutes? What's the average? And that's a big sales tool. It's a bunch of crap, but they use it. Average amount of time. Dan, I'll turn to you because I think Peon saw this. He's disqualified. Average amount of time per specific porn site web page. In other words, a part of a movie, how much time before a person goes to another scene or another movie?
Ooh, man. I would say 20 minutes.
6 minutes.
Wow. Oh, yeah, 20 minutes. That's way too long.
Six minutes. The exception is Tibet. In Tibet, they stay on a particular movie or scene or site for 14 minutes average. So there's something going on there in Tibet. And a lot of people will not like to hear this. This is not in any way meant to be a statement anti or pro-Catholic, but it is an absolute fact that Vatican City downloads, and they can track it. There's a lot of porn, homosexual porn.
I saw that on the news, one of the network news stations. They talked about that.
These priests love gay porn, and Vatican City is orders up a lot of pornography. Most popular day to watch porn. We'll start, Dan, and again, Peon saw this, with the United States because it's different than the most popular day to watch it in other countries. What do you think
just
in this country?
Just one day?
One day.
the most
popular day. Not the only day. It's just the most popular. What do you think it is, Dan?
Probably Monday.
Well, somebody's been watching a lot of porn. It is Monday. Somebody sets the trend.
And I don't get that. I would think it would be a weekend.
Oh, the Monday blues.
Well, over in Pakistan and Abbottabad and Tibet, it's Saturday is the most popular day. And here's another interesting thing. I think it's interesting anyway. When I was a kid, I thought of pornography because it was something you could only get sort of like Nick sent me. You know, I mean, you had to know somebody who had a film. It was really kind of a dirty, horrible thing. And I kind of put it almost in the category with stealing or something. Oh, you know, watch pornography. And everything has completely changed. And I know there are people that think that, you know, pornography is a horrible thing. I wouldn't want to find out that somebody in my family was in porn. But if you really look at it, all you're doing, and I'm not talking about the abusive, the kink. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about regular heterosexual porn. You're just watching people have sex. I mean, that's all it is. And if you really look at it that way, is that so horrible? I mean, is that...
No. I don't think so.
And the funny thing about porn, and look, I've watched porn. I have. I'm not going to sit and act like I haven't.
For research.
I have two different reactions, depending on what I happen to be looking at. Either burst out. That's one. And that is one reaction, arousal. Hey, let me tell you something. There are legitimate sex therapy clinics you can go to, and they recommend, basically prescribe, porn to jazz up your sex life and go, hey, look, there's a lot of stuff you're not doing that you didn't even realize you could do. It's kind of fun. So the thing is, it's the two reactions. One is extremely aroused. I mean, it's like, ooh, this is hot. And the other is just burst out laughing. I mean, some of it I watch is so ridiculous that you have to laugh. It's so insanely ludicrous that you can't get turned on by it, because if it's that stereotypical plumber or pizza guy...
Or the ninja that breaks through the window.
Well, I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Another big one is the pool guy.
I've never understood a plot.
I don't
know.
Well, nobody cares.
Right. It's like, what do you...
Yeah, here's how much plot you need. Two hot cougars are looking out the window at the pool guy, and they go, hey, let's call him in here and get it on with him. That's the plot.
Just start the film with ripping clothes off. I mean, come on.
Because everybody fast-forwarded that anyway. And that's why the average viewing time is 6 minutes. They're skipping through all that setup stuff. Nobody cares about that. It's pretty interesting. It's a giant business, and for some reason, the great majority of it is shot, and there's a town, and the name escapes me, in California, and it's the Mecca. It's like, you know, every 10th house, they're inside shooting porn, and it's somewhere in Southern California. But they just, I read the numbers one time on how many porn movies are being shot on average every day. It's unbelievable. It's like 500 of them or something every day being shot. And then you get places like Amsterdam or other places around the world where it's just not that big a deal. You know, we go, oh, it's like,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
walking down the street topless at the
topless
beach.
Topless stuff on TV.
And, yeah, yeah. They don't care. It's all how you were raised. But in terms of, is it a crime? Is it hurting anybody? No. I think there are people who think that, oh, if you watch that, you'll mistreat your wife, or you'll think of women as sex objects. Hey, these chicks in
already
these movies,
doing it.
They are sex objects. That's what they want you to look at them right as. And by the way, so are the guys. So it's an interesting
it's
business.
Nature.
Interesting business. It's something that if you're normal, you're curious about. I get it that some people want nothing to do with it. I get it that other people check in on it on a regular basis. Hey, you know, whatever floats your boat, as they say. I hate that expression. I can't believe I use it. Off to the phones we go. Tom is up. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Well, hi there, Frank. How are you guys?
Doing great. Doing great. Thank you.
Hey, listen, Frank, I don't watch a heck of a lot of porn, but to be honest with you, I can't make it through a minute and a half. And, you know, I'm ready to flip it off on regular TV, you know what I'm saying?
It doesn't take long.
Hey, listen, you were talking earlier about people that eat strange things. Well, I had a friend of mine named Bob, and he got hooked on dog food. He'd come home one night.
This is a joke.
And, pardon me?
I think I know this joke. Go ahead.
Well, it's the one he was drunk out of his mind, and he whipped up what he thought was a can of chili, and it was dog food. The next day, he told his wife, honey, that's the best chili I ever had. And she said, well, fool, that was dog food. He goes, I don't care. I want you to get a case of it. So she goes down to the store, and she's, you know, the friendly with the guy that checks her out. And he goes,
here
oh, hi there
comes.
In the store. I said, you must have got a dog. I see you got a case of dog food. She goes, no, for my husband. And he goes, ma'am, I'm warning you now. It's going to kill him. And another week goes by, and she buys another case, and the guy kind of disparages the way he looks at her and says, I'm warning you, it's going to kill him. About a third week later, she goes back shopping. This time, no dog food, and she's dressed in black, and she looks a little sad. And he goes, Miss Miller, how you doing? She goes, well, not too good. Bob died last night. And
here goes, it comes. I know the punchline, but I'm going to let you tell it. Go ahead.
He goes, ma'am, I tried to tell you that dog food would kill him. She goes, no, it wasn't that. He was out in the middle of the street licking his private parts. He got hit by a fire.
A car. Hit by my version was hit by a car. All right. Well done. I let you finish because you were doing a pretty good job.
Well, thanks, Frank. You usually don't shoot people, but I sure appreciate not shooting me today.
You got a pass. You got a pass today.
Thanks so much. Hey, listen, you fellas are great, and Piana's glad to have you back in the saddle.
Thanks, Tom.
And I missed it. You cut out. You said you fellas are something. What was it?
I said, you guys are great, man.
Oh, okay.
I love listening to you guys every day to week, man. Weekdays.
We appreciate it, Tom. Thank you. All right. Donna is next. Hello, Donna.
Hey, Frank.
Hey,
AM
Donna.
And the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And other great people. I can say hi to them, can't I?
Sure.
Okay. I had a call from a sheriff today.
Really?
No, he was said he was a state trooper. He wanted money.
Sure.
And he told me his name was State Trooper Falker. Well, I didn't pronounce his name correctly, for starters.
Mm.
And I said, your name's what? And I repeated it the way I said it. I'm not going to repeat it on the phone.
Mm.
But
thank you.
So he kept going on and on and on about how much they need money and stuff like that, and how much they needed money because the government, you know, they didn't have anybody to bury him, and us people needed to take care of him. I said, well, I pay my taxes.
Yeah.
But I was really messing with him pretty bad. But anyway, I'm supposed to. Oh. Anyway.
Yeah, you got yourself too late.
Yes. oh, God. I thought there was a number you were supposed to call to turn them in, but I don't know Is it the state troopers, or do you call the sheriff's department?
Well, good luck. You're never going to find out how to turn anybody in, because they don't know who called you, and they have no way of tracking it. But most of those calls...
Well, I've got phone number.
You have caller ID.
Have you called it back?
No.
Well, the first thing I do is call it back and make sure you even get an answer that is legitimate. Try that first. And then if they get an answer...
But then where's my other place to go?
And you can call, dial *67 before you dial the number, because it'll block your number.
Well, first of all, they haven't committed a crime necessarily. They just ask you for money. You didn't give them any, so you haven't been hurt by anything.
Or you can just call the police and say, hey, are you guys collecting?
Well, you say you're stupid, but you didn't
do that. You said officer in the world would call and beg for money over the phone.
Okay, but you didn't give them anything, so you have no case. They didn't steal from you. They're soliciting. I mean, you can spend a lot of time on that if you want to, but I'd call the number to make sure it's a legitimate number. And by the way, it might be a rare case where it actually is a legitimate police force. I've never heard of any of those
a
solicitors.
State trooper?
Yeah, I've never heard of that being legit.
I don't know. They probably found out I'm turning 60 the end of the month and thought I was old and
Call the number. Call the number and see if anybody answers. Start
okay.
there. Okay?
All right.
All right, Donna.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Jack, you're on.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, A.M. with you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I looked at a commercial, and this guy that does Southern Comfort walked on the beach with a glass of Southern Comfort. Looks like one of those porn stars. That Jeremy Irons doing that commercial now, going legit or something?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Ron Jeremy, not Jeremy Irons.
I haven't seen the commercial.
Ron
Jeremy, yeah. I think I remember his name as Jeremy. I saw him on TV. They were interviewing him one time. But this guy looks just like him on that Southern Comfort. He's just walking on the beach holding this.
Was he a fat, disgusting, greasy-looking guy? Well, I'm serious. That's what Ron Jeremy looks like.
I guess he's kind of chubby, but he wasn't real fat. No.
What's funny to me is a lot of the world knows who Ron Jeremy is. There's only one way you could know who he is you got to know some degree of knowledge of pornography, because Ron Jeremy for many, many years was, if there was such a thing as the Academy Award winner of all time for porn, it was Ron Jeremy. And he's been on mainstream, you know, he was on that View, and Barbara Walters threw a fit. She didn't want him on there because she just thought, we're not having a porn guy on here. And he's been on, you guys know he's been on Leno or Letterman? I think he probably has.
I don't know.
He's kind of
broken. He's chubby, but he's not really fat. He's a thick-looking guy, but he's walking on the beach. And he looks like this guy I saw on that TV show. Jeremy.
Well, it's probably him.
He knows. He almost died recently. I know that.
Yeah, it's probably him.
Well, if he died, he's probably lost some weight, I guess. Maybe that's him.
It could be. All right, Jack, anything else?
Thank you, guys. And keep doing a good show.
Thank you. Well, we haven't started yet, but we're thinking about doing a good show. Thank you. Jeff is up next. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Frank, AM and PM again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. You know, I was wanting to ask about your experience with the doctor, but jogged another memory. I was in Amsterdam once, about for three or four days. Was fascinated with, I mean, everybody, you know, red light district. Yeah, that was neat, too. I saw a group of sixth graders down in the red light district one day. So I went up to the teacher and I said, what are you guys going to do today? Are you guys going to check out the Anne Frank Museum? Are you going to go to the Rembrandt Museum? And the woman seriously looked right at me and said, oh, no, we are here to see the red light district.
With sixth graders?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. And I said to myself, you know, we went to the St. Louis Zoo. We didn't go back to Illinois to Sauget and check out, you know.
Were these sixth graders from the States, or were they sixth graders from over there?
From over there.
Oh, well, that's a whole different culture.
No, I know. I mean, you just hit it on the money when you said that earlier. I thought, yeah, Frank, right on. You're right.
A field trip in the sixth grade. And by the way, you're 12 years old, but about 12 in the sixth grade. What a perfect place for a field trip. The red light district.
Absolutely, and they probably need to fit it for glasses afterwards. But anyway,
anyway.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Frank.
Yeah.
Frank, when you had that experience, when you had the on your vocal cords.
Right.
And you told the nurse that you know, did you see my penis? Were you sure? Was that the head nurse?
See, oh, okay. See,
see you later, Frank.
See, he pushed it too far.
Yeah.
He was doing fine.
Should have bailed.
Right over the edge.
Too far. All right, if you have $25,000 or more, and if you don't, hopefully you will have. A lot of it has to do with how old you are. If you're listing and you're 14, you probably don't have $25,000. If you're 25, you may not have $25,000. But when you get to that point where you do, we have a couple people you may want to have a meeting with. Their names are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Now, look it. Finding somebody to trust with the money that you have worked so hard to save, because saving money is not an easy thing for most people, and then you kind of turn the management over to somebody else with you, you're both involved, that's not an easy choice to make. And, you know, you can ask a friend, you know, who do you use or who do you get advice from? Sometimes that's an okay idea, I guess. If you'd set up a meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, they were Stifel Nicolaus. If you have any sort of intuitive sense at all about whether or not people sound like they know what they're doing, then I think you're going to like these guys. Now, there are people who just don't have a feel. They're the people that are easy to cheat. They're the people that are easy to lie to, take advantage of, steal from. Most people, though, I think if you're smart enough to have saved that money, and that's the first thing, you were smart enough to put some money aside, I think you're probably going to have a pretty good feel for whether or not they know what they're doing. And if you have a financial advisor, who cares? Meet with them anyway. You may be reinforced and feel even better about what you're doing with your money, because if what they see, if they like it, they'll tell you. They'll say, you know what, we really wouldn't do anything different here. But they may have some things that the other person hasn't presented to you, because maybe the other advisor didn't know about some things they know about. Meeting. This is a meeting. One meeting. You have to make the call. They're not going to call you. You can find everything you need to know about them, including the phone number, at markandjason.com. That is markandjason.com.
Let's get a look at traffic now with Mr. Timothy Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. On northbound 255 between Collinsville Road and Horseshoe Lake Road, on north and to southbound 255, you've got the two right lanes shut down, only the left lane getting through, so it's going to be slow going through that area. Eastbound 270 heavy McDonald through Lindbergh. Southbound 270 looks like we're slowing now right around the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. You're traveling on eastbound 270 is at McDonald. Westbound 70 goes 270 to the Blanchette Bridge, and we do have an accident. It's just been moved off to the right shoulder, northbound 270 at Ladue Road. This report is brought to you by Argosy Casino. Catch the Legends of St. Louis Wrestling May 10th and 11th. See icons like Harley Race, Baron Von Raschke, and more. For tickets, call 1-800-711-GAME. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550.
Baron Von Raschke. It's Baron Raschke. Von Raschke. He's the master of the Iron Claw Hold.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Wow, that was good. Okay, Baron Von Raschke. Thank you.
Okay.
From the Golden Oak from the Golden Oak Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like a sports bar without all the wannabes. It's the Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6. Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show on the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
For over three decades, Clery has constructed every building with pride and customer satisfaction. And although our technology has changed, our dedication to you has not. From ag storage to commercial buildings and everything in between, some companies say they build like Clery, but that's just not possible. We use materials in a process exclusive to Clery, so all of our buildings are made to last. That's why Clery provides every building with the best warranty in the business. Visit ClaryBuilding.com to get started on the right solution and the best service for you. Call 800-373-5550. That's 800-373-5550. Or stop in today and get the best price on a customized Clery building that exceeds all of your expectations. With over a 98% customer satisfaction rating, isn't it time you build it, Clery Tough?
Clery built with pride.
Build your dreams today at ClaryBuilding.com.
I want my hair to stop falling out.
I'm sick of looking at my scalp.
I am done with thin, damaged hair.
I need my hair back.
I want thick hair, full volume.
I want the hair I used to have.
Ladies, we know what you want and have what you need. If you want to regrow thicker, fuller hair, we're about to send you a groundbreaking system specially formulated for women's hair care called Caranique. To try it, call 1-800-400-2523 in the next 10 minutes. The Caranique system contains a product with the only FDA-approved treatment, clinically proven to regrow your hair, effectively fighting hair loss. This system will give you fuller hair with incredible volume, strength, and thickness. It even prevents breakage and helps repair damaged hair. Women, it's time to be proud and take back your hair. To try Caranique, call 1-800-400-2523 in the next 10 minutes. If lines are busy, please try again, but hurry. Supplies are limited. That's 1-800-400-2523.
Attention. Please stay tuned for the following public announcement. The International Agency for Research on Cancer has now classified the sun's UVA rays as level 1 carcinogens, same as arsenic, asbestos, and plutonium. Since most sunscreen lotions don't block UVA rays, free trials of the natural sunscreen pill, SunAssure, are now being distributed to the public on a first-call, first-serve basis. But supplies are limited, so if you haven't gotten yours yet, call 1-800-600-4704. Due to high demand, call immediately if your last name starts with A through M. N through Z, call tomorrow 9 a.m. Repeat, the sun's UVA rays are now classified as level 1 carcinogens. Since most sunscreen lotions don't block UVA, only UVB, free trials of the natural sunscreen pill, SunAssure, are being distributed. If you don't have yours yet and your last name is A through M, call immediately. N through Z, call tomorrow 9 a.m. 1-800-600-4704. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-600-4704.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy, a way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-949-6549. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-949-6549. That's 1-800-949-6549. 1-800-949-6549.
This is Colin Jeffrey here in the KTRS newsroom with some breaking news at this time. An Amber Alert has been issued for the entire state of Illinois. Brian Hunter is a one-year-old boy. He was taken by three Hispanic men driving a black two-door sports car. He was reported missing in Maywood, which is a village in the town of Chicago. Brian's described as a one-year-old black boy. He's about 2 feet tall, weighs 30 pounds. He was last seen wearing a blue striped long sleeve shirt, blue jeans, and blue and brown Nike boots. Again, he was taken by three Hispanic men driving a black two-door sports car. Anyone with information in Illinois is asked to call the Maywood Police Department. We'll have that information up on KTRS.com or contact your local law enforcement agencies. Again, an Amber Alert has been issued for the entire state of Illinois. This is Colin Jeffrey, KTRS News.
Fazio's Music is having a once-in-a-lifetime spring clearance event on Saturday, April 20th. We've brought inventory from three other stores for a spring blowout with everything on sale, up to 70% off. We're out of room, and this is a once-in-a-lifetime sale. The best part? You get to play it, touch it, and feel it before you buy it. Can't do that on the internet. Save up to 70% at Fazio's Music, April 20th. Doors open at 10 a.m. Fazio's Music on Manchester Road in Ellisville in the Shop and Save Center.
Let Casino Queen Hotel be your perch this Cardinals baseball season. Hotel packages are now available starting at $70 per person based on double occupancy. Package includes a room, two tickets, continental breakfast, and a spectacular view of downtown St. Louis. Catch the free sports shuttle to and from all Cardinal home games. Bring home a winner and stay close to the action at the only employee-owned, locally-owned casino, Casino Queen, home of the loosest slots. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
go.
One, Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. Two, turns information into insights. Three, improves efficiency. Four, easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. Five, supports online banking. Six, creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
Six. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. SageToday.com/50.
Monroe Shocks and Struts remind you to replace your worn shocks just like you do tires and wiper blades. Because everything gets old. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Joe Hibbers is on the way in about a minute. He's going to talk about the DVDs that are out today and the CDs. And I'm going to talk for a minute about Window World. And I'm sitting here trying to remember. I don't think I've ever broken a window in my life. Pan, did you ever break a window? Either in the, from the inside or the outside, growing
yes.
up or a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
How'd you break it?
I think BB gun.
Baseball. BB gun.
Baseball, yeah, we had old in our old house. We had an old chicken coop that had windows in it, and it was all falling down anyway. So
well, that didn't
popped
count.
A BB in it. No, yeah, no, no.
That's like it. When I was a kid, because I lived in the sticks in the hillbilly part of Tennessee. You'd see abandoned cars, just like junked cars, in off in a field or something. And man, that was no bigger thrill. I don't know why it's such a big thrill than to take a BB gun and shoot the headlights and the windows out. It's already wrecked. I mean,
right.
It's been dumped. So you're not. It's not property damage. But there's something about shooting out stuff with a BB gun or slingshot when you're a kid. But I've never broken a window. And the reason I mention that is when you buy Window World windows, they come with a lifetime warranty, and it covers all the parts and the glass breakage and the labor. But I've never, you know, even at home, sometimes you're moving furniture or something, you swing around and you're holding a chair or ladder, you break a window from the inside. I don't remember ever breaking a window. If you ever do, and it's a Window World window, don't worry about it. It's covered. Window World is this number one thing. I mean, we're number one. We're the number one. Well, sometimes it's true and sometimes it's not. Here's a fact that is true. The number one replacement window sold in the United States is Window World, more than anybody else. And for the fifth year in a row now, each year, the last 5 years, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. That's a lot of glass. And you got almost 40,000 homes just in the St. Louis area with Window World windows. Why do they sell so many? Simple. It's very affordable. And you get a great window. A great window at an affordable price. Isn't that sort of what you look for when you buy just about anything? $189. Other windows are priced the same. They are not made the same. And they don't have the same warranty, and they don't have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. This is the one you want, Window World Windows. 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com. It's Tuesday. Got some new stuff out, new music, new movies. There's a guy here who knows what you might and might not like. His name is Joe Hibberson. He's brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. They are fantastic stores with a lot of stuff you never would have thought you'd find in an Oric Home Care Center. Stop in, tell them your AM to PM. Here he is, Joe Hibberson, everybody.
Oh, yes.
How you doing, Joe?
Yes, yes, yes. I am great, Frank. How are you, sir?
Let me check. Hold on. Great.
Excellent. Oh. This is one of those days where I'm embracing the leather jacket and just like grabbing it with every fiber of my being and enjoying
the cold. You won't need it tomorrow.
Love the weather.
I know. I'm
82.
I'm just going to soak it up as much as I can today. So I'm in a great mood, and I got a couple of releases you might want to, I don't know, some releases might be tickling your fancy. On the music end, the Flaming Lips have a brand new album out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, they're excellent.
Flaming Lips, very interesting name, got their start in kind of a ironic bizarre way, right? I mean,
yeah.
With the whole she don't use jelly kind of thing, but
yeah.
They're very, what? Very talented. Yeah,
yes, they are. Oh, they are.
The song "She Don't Use Jelly." Those are their big hit. It was.
Are they better than Henry's Humans? That would be my question.
Not quite that.
Not
good.
That good.
Not that
okay.
good. But they do put on like the Wizard of Oz. It's incredible.
The
and
guy
they
in the lead singer, he's got this giant bubble, Frank, like Glenda the Good Witch in Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah.
And he's got this giant bubble, and he will continue singing and doing everything in this bubble while he runs in the bubble off the stage onto the crowd.
Wow. They put on a great
wild.
Show.
That, to me, that's just so cool that no one ever thought to do that. So it's an interesting ride. The Flaming Lips, The Terror is their latest album. The Meat Puppets. New album from The Meat Puppets. Grunge Kids, get excited. It's called Rat Farm. Fallout Boy have an album called...
Jeez. Yep. That's right, Rat Boy.
Fallout Boy have Save Rock and Roll. That's out today. Dead Can Dance. They got a live concert album. If you're a fan of Alice Cooper, back when Alice Cooper was a band and not a man, which means you're in the same boat as me, he's got his greatest hits re-released, remastered on 180-gram vinyl. Here's the release I'm really stoked about because it's complete nonsense. It sucks massive dead eggs, but it is just so brilliantly inspired. Frank, Beatallica have an album out today. Posing the question, what would the Beatles sound like if their music were done by Metallica?
Do they do Beatles songs?
Yes, they have re-recorded the entire album, and they've renamed it Abbey Load. So we have Beatallica with Abbey Load. It is a complete, it's just a goof. But
it sounds like a disaster.
Yeah. Sounds like a title for a porn movie.
If you get a guy or a go on your wish list or a birthday thing or whatever it might be, this is the kind of thing, you can spend like $5 on it. It's a goof gift, but if you're making a mixed CD for somebody, sliding one of those in there, it's always good for a laugh. So Beatallica, Abbey Load is out today. UFC Ultimate Fighter Season 16. There we go. Another season of guys rolling around with the guys and a lot of blood and guts and grossness. Flash Gordon, not the one you're thinking of. I'm talking of the 2007 sci-fi original series that nobody saw. All 22 episodes featuring Eric Johnson, an actor nobody even remembers. The complete series, 2007 Flash Gordon.
Isn't in the movie Ted, isn't that the character that...
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Flash
that's
Gordon.
Their heroes. Yes.
And Mark Wahlberg wants to meet at the party.
Yeah.
He played Flash Gordon.
Never really been a big Flash Gordon guy. But, whatever. Ben 10, Destroy All Aliens, the biggest franchise in Cartoon Network history, is their first CG animated feature. It is out today. The Great Divide is a very pathetic romantic comedy. If you're really desperate, hit the red box for that. Attack of the Herbals is out today, Frank. There's a small town in Attack of the Herbals, and they're trying to resurrect their dying town and their dying community. One guy finds this interesting herbal tea and decides he's going to use the herbal tea, sell it, and get everybody in a better mood. That herbal, good, Trader Joe's kind of thing. He doesn't know that the herbal tea will turn everyone in this town into flesh-eating zombies.
Is this true? Is it a true story?
It's loosely based on certain events.
It's not a true story.
So Attack of the Herbals is a movie about guys and girls drinking herbal tea, turning into zombies. It is a very, very bad, bad film. Also out today, The Haunting in Connecticut 2, Ghosts of Georgia. Now, if you saw The Haunting in Connecticut 1, you might think this is a sequel, since it's The Haunting in Connecticut 2. This movie does not take place in Connecticut. It takes place in Georgia. There's no reference whatsoever to the first film, nor any reference to the state of Connecticut. This is a cash grab. This is a red box trick. Haunting in Connecticut 2 is an okay scary movie, but a very pathetic sequel. Repo Man is out today on a Blu-ray Criterion Special Edition. Repo Man came out in 1984, starred a very baby-faced Emilio Estevez, and a man who has always looked like he was one day away from dying, Harry Dean Stanton. If you've ever really looked at Harry Dean Stanton, the guy always looks like he's one day away from death.
I know that if I saw the picture, I know the name, but I can't picture the guy.
In the movie Alien, he was like one of the first guys to buy it because the alien was hanging from the rafters of the chains and he was looking to get the cat and he looks up. Harry Dean Stanton, I'm telling you, if you see a picture of the guy, he's always looked one day away from death.
Does he look more dead than Steve Buscemi? Because Steve Buscemi, to me, looks like he's dead. Like 2 days ago, he died.
Steve Buscemi, it looks like Steve Buscemi's skin is made out of like 200-year-old parchment paper.
Yes.
It looks like the Constitution is wrapping his bones.
Yeah.
So this movie, Repo Man, took place in 1984. Very low-grade B movie. But if you're a punk rock fan, yes, this is the famous movie that had Iggy Pop, Black Flag, The Circle Jerks, The Suicidal Tendencies. A lot of interesting bands. $39 for the Blu-ray of a movie you've never, ever seen. Let's see. Oh, and last but not least. I got two opposite ends of the spectrum here, Frank. Disney Nature, Wings of Life, narrated by Meryl Streep, a two-disc Blu-ray all about bees, butterflies, birds, and bats. That might do it for you. Or, yes, Django Unchained, finally Unchained and released today on Blu-ray Standard Edition DVD. absolutely, positively one of the greatest movie-going experiences I've ever had. It's dark, it's crazy, it's everywhere. It is probably the second best Quentin Tarantino movie ever made. Django Unchained out today. That will do it for me. I'll talk to you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
There he goes, Joe Hipperson, courtesy of Oric and the Oric Home Care Centers. Man, did you see this thing with gold yesterday? Gold
plummeting.
The biggest drop in 30 years, and the biggest one-day drop in 30 years.
Wow.
It's because
the stock market. No,
the stock market is doing so well.
Well, people are putting really, money in.
That's the article I saw today.
And the article I saw said it was because overseas somebody went and bought up a whole or sold a bunch. Who knows? Who knows? But now they got to put a different spin. All these people that have been on TV going, buying gold is. They're going to have to come up with another. Now they're going to have to go, okay, now you really want to buy gold because they'll find a way to spin it. Because now this drop is unprecedented. It won't last. It'll go up again. Buy it now. I've never been able to figure out stuff like that, gold and stock market or any of that. Here's what I did figure out, but let's see, how old was I when we got our first house and had our first mortgage? Hang on and I'll tell you. I was about 30, and we got a house. And what a great feeling to have a house, to have your own house, not be renting, get out of the trailer park and apartments. That's where we were at first, two first homes, trailers and trailer parks, then apartments. And then we get a house, then we have a mortgage, then we sell the house. Bought the house for 53, sold the house for 78, and I thought, hey, I like the way this works. Made some money, had my own place, took the 78, put it on a house in St. Charles. It was 101, sold the house for 101 for 140. And I thought, well, this is just a cycle. I'm going to keep going. But it doesn't always work that way. But there's no, it's hard to come up with too many reasons not to want to own a home. And it's also hard to justify not taking advantage of the equity in your home when you need to borrow money. Give me a better way to borrow money, unless you have a relative who has a lot of money and says, here, I'll loan it to you, no interest, pay it back when you can. That's about the only thing I can think. And by the way, there aren't many relatives like that. It usually goes badly when you ask a relative for money. So if you have a home and you have a mortgage, use it. You take advantage of the equity. Use that equity to borrow money for other things you want to pay cash for. You don't want a bunch of different loans out there because the interest rate on many of them will kill you. Like credit cards, American Equity will tell you how to get out from under all that by using that equity in your home, and they've done this for 21 years. Whatever your credit situation is, they'll work out the best deal they can for you rate-wise. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis.